Hello, everyone. It's me, Pink Hood, along with Red Hood and Johnny.
I am here.
Here's a few.
Yes, I'm here as
Red
well.
Red, don't you have...
Don't you have what?
Don't you have a few announcements before we go on with our small bit episode?
Yes, that we are not going to be on Wednesday because we are watching the elections to make more satire of it. Granted that the folly of Donald Trump continues, but the fact is that, well, we are getting tired and we're running out of jokes, you know, frankly. I think everybody is.
He's beat us to the punch.
Well, he's beat almost everybody to a punch, so that's why we're not going to be on
yes,
Wednesday, so
yes.
That we can actually get ready for...
Along with trying to... Along with trying to take away First Amendment rights, too.
Right.
Having the right for one of the amendments. So that's, yeah, freedom of the press, freedom of speech. Yes. And trying to tear down a network. That's not cool at all.
He's supposed
to be running for president.
He's more like a toddler in Pampas.
Even if it is NBC. Yeah, I went there.
Look,
I really don't think. But we could at least get to the subject a little later on. Isn't there something going? Don't we have a subject that deals with Uber? And we totally forgot the disclaimer for tonight.
Because the disclaimer is being changed to reflect the current times and will be available next episode. The Uber. Uber is pretty much getting its nuts kicked out.
Or you're trying to do up in New York what they tried to do in Philly?
Pretty much.
Couldn't operate within city limits.
Yeah. I mean, they're trying to do.
Uber is now getting a lawsuit.
Why?
Now having a lawsuit on their hands for lack of accessibility. But going around any city with cabs, they have to follow the ADA laws. Uber thinks that they're above the ADA.
Well, anybody would
say out there.
Yeah, but Donald Trump thinks he's above the ADA.
They're not. That doesn't necessarily make it right or ethical. The ADA is meant to help people. Especially with accessibility.
Let's be reasonable here. Who in the world would talk about moral and ethical at this standpoint?
Still, when you're discussing Uber, it has to be discussed.
But Uber...
So you would take an Uber?
No. I'm not saying I would take an Uber exactly, but I would take any other car service. I mean, if it were late enough. If it were late enough and I didn't have a choice in the matter, and it were 3 a.m.
Then yes, I'm sure. Right. Makes sense. But
That's when it doesn't matter. Much. What you take. It matters how you get home and whether you get home in one piece.
Yeah.
Or on your way over to your house, you get swallowed by a giant.
What about those?
Or you get swallowed by gigantic velociraptors on your way and you survive with one arm. And it's a fight to, you know.
Hey, anything is possible in New York City, so.
Anything is possible anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Anything is possible anywhere, but the fact is that just like Donald Trump, just like anybody who decides to not provide accessible rides to anybody, and this is happening in Chicago, that the federal court in Chicago is basically getting sued over the Americans with Disability Act. Why? Because it claimed not to provide any wheelchair access to anybody with a disability. And this lawsuit comes through after two million rides in Chicago in June 2015 alone, from September 2011, when the company started operating in Chicago, until August of 2 years ago. The company provided only 14 rides to motorized wheelchair users who required a wheelchair wheelchair accessibility. But the fact is the plaintiff said, Justin Cooper of 34 Lincoln Park, who uses a motorized wheelchair, he says, I have lots of non-disabled friends. I can't travel places with them because I don't have an accessible service from Uber. Well, that's the same thing a while back we discussed about the blind dog incident. Right?
Mm-hmm.
The blind dog incident was the same thing.
Right.
This is
the fact
that every blind dog is seeing the aura going.
But now they're actually getting a lawsuit. Which is huge, especially for those who need the wheelchairs, need the accessibility. And if New York is getting, is going to be putting out cabs that have wheelchair accessibility, then why shouldn't someone actually look into this, into the Lyft and Uber and companies like them and go, they need to follow ADA standards too, especially if there's no choice in the matter.
Right. And the thing about it is also, when you are stranded, right? In the case with the dog incident of 2 years ago, we told you that basically the dogs were getting scared of Uber because they were getting locked in trunks, right? Now it's the motorized wheelchair users, which is honestly good for them. I mean, that Uber's getting sued because, frankly, it should have happened a long time ago.
It was bound to happen.
I mean, Johnny, what do you think about this?
Let's get started on the next topic, Redhead.
Yeah.
Well,
what do you get?
Let's
see. Just in time for 14 days early, people can now book stay at Dracula's castle in a coffin. Brilliant. In a coffin.
Yes, to boot.
In a coffin to boot. Just don't forget your cape, and don't forget the fact that you're actually in a coffin.
Yeah.
Because you can't move. Or and also have limited space to move.
And also in Dracula's castle.
And in Dracula's castle. So,
and
as long as you enter...
Dracula's castle. So,
yeah, as long as you are greeted by Jonathan Harker, by a horse-drawn carriage to the 15th Central Castle, where Vlad the Impaler is waiting for you, or should I say, Vlad the Impaler from Russia is waiting for you.
Oh,
then, you know, things aren't so bad.
Transylvania.
Yeah, things aren't so bad.
Yeah.
At all. Why?
You're putting
because...
me on.
What?
You're putting me on.
Well, yeah, so I'm putting you on, but... But the fact is that there are some house rules. The rules are no garlic or garlic-scented items. You are kindly allowed to leave your jewelry at home. Do not cross any... Do not cross the cutlery. In fact, please refrain from placing anything in a cross formation. Beware of bats in the castle tower. Please close all curtains before sunrise. And the Count is not a fan of mirrored selfies. In that case, you may... In that case, have a great night.
And
don't close the coffin on the way out.
And
you know...
And the Count is not a fan of the Twilight Saga either.
No. He's not a fan of the Twilight Saga, you know, Twilight Zone, Twilight anything. Even, you know, it just would be absolutely amazing. I mean, yes, you are besieged by a candlelight dinner, and you want to make it both realistic and birth and a legend to the wonderful country that birthed the whole thing. Said Darker Stoker, who is Jonathan's, or Bram Stoker's, I guess, son? The great grand nephew. The grand nephew.
Mm-hmm.
But the other funny thing is that it's on an Airbnb contest. Now, how many people do you want to guess? How many people do you want to guess or take a gander? Who would actually enter this contest and bring everything that he said not to bring?
One person? Possibly?
No.
Maybe?
Try like three people.
You brought the freaking Twilight book.
It does say two fearless... You're right. It says two fearless souls are being sought to spend their night inside Dracula's castle on Halloween night. Why? Well, one, because of the money, and then two, because of the fame. You know. But it is kind of funny when you think about it. How many, you know, and then I watch Hotel Transylvania, parts one and two. Because it's a fantastic view from flat screen TVs. It's great. I mean, you lie back. You get served, your mouth is open, you probably get Triscuits, non-garlic Triscuits, something to that nature, right? Right. But then, you know, it doesn't stop there. No. It doesn't stop. At night, everything goes out. So, the person who has a nightlight, well... You can't bring it. You know. It is kind of funny, but the stay would be a dream or a nightmare come true for fans of the Irish writer's terrifying novel. Didn't know that he was Irish, though. That they must abide by these house rules. So, if the website, Airbnb also urges the website, on its website, that the entry will close on October 26th. So, if you would like to view pictures of Dracula's castle, go no further than the Huffington Post, or type in your keyword search Huffington Post, Dracula and Halloween and coffin, and I'm sure it will come up. The thing about it is really also, I couldn't have think of anything better, me being a fan of everything Dracula, you know. It would be pretty funny. But now, also, be careful, really. Because just today, I heard that Target outlawed scary clown stuff. So,
yeah.
Be very careful. Be very careful. Do not go to this Dracula-themed thing. Purchasing the Halloween, a clown Halloween costume.
Don't go to this castle acting like a creepy clown.
Doesn't work.
Even though it's the big thing right now.
It won't work at all. Not even close.
It just be like, that's just so yesterday. Oh, wait. No, that's just every single day of the week.
No. It's every single day in 2016. You know.
It's all going to blow over like Pokemon Go.
Yeah, and just become one more statistic.
Like, remember that thing we did back in 2016? No, me neither.
No, because your friends will say, which
that
thing
was,
did you go?
Dude, that was 3 months ago. Where were you?
Where were you? I was not
in Dracula's castle.
I was in where were you? I was in Dracula's castle. Right, I was in my apartment eating crisps and watching Dracula. How coincidence!
I was in my apartment
it's
eating
like
bonbons, watching Dracula.
Exactly.
Dracula movie marathon.
Right. Right. Perfect Halloween.
Exactly. I was watching everything but, you know.
Right,
I was watching everything but... What were you watching? You know, that kind of thing. And there will be no versions of I Want to Suck Your Blood.
Blah.
Blah.
Blah. Blah.
No, there will be no versions of that. At all. There will be versions of holy shit, we're actually in here, so let's behave, but wait, where's the garlic? There'll be versions of that. And then finally, the fact is that Trump is going absolutely batshit crazy. Appropriately batshit crazy. Why, Pinkfoot? Why is he going batshit crazy?
Why don't you take it, Red Hood? And then we'll jump in. Come on.
Okay, so... Trump, like we said at the beginning of the show, wants SNL off the air, which really, since it began in the 1970s, was to, parody everything. Everything.
Why?
Everything, including him. Although Donald Trump has hosted the show how many times? Oh, a record once? He is now...
Right.
He can't act.
Right.
He can't act. They actually have, you know, it's historically accurate that all of his stuff was written for him. By them.
Mm-hmm.
That is everybody's guest's long appearance. Unless they actually have bright ideas.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that you're running for president, Mr. Trump, really upsets us because You were tutored by Joseph McCarthy's lawyer. Okay? And if you're intent on making us this the year of the Red Scare, we have news for you. That has already happened. It was called the McCarthy Trials. You don't need to do this again. And we also have news for you that it is of free speech to do what we're doing. If you canceled SNL, then you'd have to cancel us as well. And we wouldn't prove that easy to cancel because we're funnier than you. That's really it.
Yeah.
But we can't wait to scare you after your debates on... We can't wait to scare you after your debates on Wednesday. Because we know that you're losing in the polls. That's a fact.
No, not Wednesday, the 24th. Since we want to really, really find...
Yes, the 24th.
The best flaws.
Yes, the 24th. The 24th. A week, approximately, after... Yeah.
The debate. Those final debates. And perfect time for Halloween episode, the 26th.
Yeah.
And our 600th episode, the boot.
Hey, we made it 600 faster
the season.
Hey, we made 600 episodes faster in the Simpsons.
Yeah, we're going to be starting season 6A.
6A.
So, and we're happy.
Right, the first part of the season. And so everybody will be back.
Yes.
Including Black Hood, he will be back. He will be back. He has told me he is going to be back. And we will have some new blood coming on as well. And, yeah, we're looking for people. So if you would like to actually get in contact with us, you can go over to contact.amcpress@gmail.com or amcpressnews21 on twitter.com. We will be glad to, or on Facebook, you can...
31.
Yeah.
21 was not available. Or you can say Facebook is there, and we will see you soon. We have a whole slew of stuff coming for our first sixth part of the sixth season. Let's just say guest stars galore if we can get in contact with them.
Once it's planned, we'll let everyone know about it.
If you liked stuff with Feeny, there's more to come. There is more to come. We promise that.
All I can say is stay tuned.
Yep, stay tuned.
Yeah.
We have a lot of stuff in the bag, as it were. So, yeah, have a great night, and we'll see you not on Wednesday, but on next Monday. Monday.
Yes.
Next Monday.
Bye.
And good night. Bye.
Oh, we'll be here.
Bye.
Oh, we will.
Good night.